Okay, on Thursday we began the new sugya. And the new sugya is about building a sukkah in the Rishus HaRabim, which people do all the time. They put a sukkah up in the sidewalk. Right? They put a sukkah up in the sidewalk. Are you allowed to put...
Because cafes, for example, have seatings outside of their stores that are also on the sidewalk. And it's perfectly legal.
But you don't always have to have an alibi to get in trouble.
No, you're obligated to shovel the snow.
But it's just for cafes, for example.
Right, but that's not...
You're a cafe owner and you have a circle.
Maybe it's fine, but for you in a private house here.
That's the new story.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, private house.
No, I know, but in the case of a cafe...
Private house or here in YU they had the sukkah either go out next to, they moved it this year next to Reuben. But that's public domain, right? So one question is, are you allowed to do it, l'chatchila? And the second question, if you did it, does it pass on the sukkah? So that's two shilas here. Right, so we saw in the Gemara that seems to say that since we say karkein and exelas, like Rosh Hashanah pointed out, so it doesn't pass the sukkah. We saw the Rambam says that it's a machlokus in the Gemara. We saw the Ritva that says that since the karkein and exelas, then there's no din of mitzvah b'baveir. That the two things are connected, but that still doesn't mean that you're allowed to do it, because even if karkein and exelas, you were still gozel the Rambam. So if you do a ma'aseh gzeila, you still did a ma'aseh gzeila, even though you still might be yotzei the mitzvah because karkein nigzelus. That's what the ritva says. Since karkein nigzelus, so when you gozel the karka doesn't take it out of the rishus habaylim, so therefore it's not considered mitzvah b'baveira. But that doesn't mean it's mutter to do, right? No one's going to say, oh, karkein nigzelus, so therefore I happen to like my next door neighbor's house, so I'm going to one day just tell them to leave and I'll move in. Kaka ain't jealous. So obviously you can't do that. Right? That's an issa d'oraisa l'chora to do such a thing. That doesn't mean that it's... So the question is, so what right do people have to build sukkahs in the sidewalk? That's why I always liked the other sukkah. The sukkah near Reuben was inside, and it had two milas, that sukkah. It was a wood sukkah, and it was in the Rishus HaYachid. Now, they decided they needed a new sukkah for some reason this year, so they got rid of that wood sukkah, and they bought a canvas sukkah, and they put it inside. So the sukkah they put in the Rishus HaRabim, that's the wood sukkah. And the sukkah, the one by Reuben, that used to be by Gluck, that's made out of wood. The one that has, so, but now that has the problem of Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't have the problem of flapping, but it has the problem of Rishus HaRabim. And the sukkah that has the problem of, that doesn't have the problem of Rishus HaRabim, but then they for some reason bought a flapping sukkah that has the other issue. So now you have to make a decision, which is the bigger issue. Is the flapping the bigger issue, or the putting it in the street? They could have, the best thing would have been if they would have bought a wood sukkah and put it in the Rishus HaYachid. That would have solved all the problems. What it used to be for all the years.
Do they not have the strings around by the canvas?
Yeah, the strings. I wrote an article like 20 some years ago why the strings might not help. Okay? I ain't Beis Yitzchak 20 some years ago. The Brown volume. Now they put the periodicals on the 6th floor of the library. So you have to go. If you were never on the 6th floor of the library, you have to go to the 6th floor.
Yeah.
You get up, you get from 5A, you walk up the stairs to 6. And then you have to push the door hard. There's a lot of people think the door's locked, but it's not. You just have to give it a zets. then it'll open up. Right? Never. The people come to you and say the doors. No. But people have said that. Right, they're not even aware that it exists. Okay. So from what we've learned so far, if you put the sukkah in the street, you still yotzei the mitzvah. Right, because karkei didn't exist. But that doesn't mean it was right for you to do that. You still might have done an avera, but it's not called a mitzvah of avera because karkei didn't exist. But it's still an avera. You're stealing from the public. You're stealing from the public. But people do it all the time. People do that all the time. You go to Brooklyn, you see this all the time in the, you know, Hamish places. They have these sukkahs. Are you saying the restaurants legally, they're allowed to use the sidewalk? Yeah, is that true?
If you have permits.
If you have permits.
I think you need permits, but overall, yes.
Because I asked one of the people here if YU gets a permission to put the sukkah outside. I asked one of the chashuvim of the machers here. You know, and he said no. Yeah, I was speaking to Rav Schechter about it. I mean, he said, well, the mazel is that we paskin a karkei exelus, but that still doesn't answer the question of what gives you the right to do that on
chachila. On what grounds?
On what grounds?
Is there what is the chashash that gives you the right to do it? From what angle are you talking about?
From the angle of Gezel.
But even
karkei and exelus doesn't mean that it's mutter to do. I just got through saying, could you go to your next door neighbor? Kosher Mishpat, that's what Los Sigzol is. It's only Kosher Mishpat, but it's also right. Right, but I'm saying, what gives the right for us lechatchila to put a, so if we get a permit, so okay, I can understand. But if we didn't get a permit, which I was told we don't, so what's the heter? And people do this all the time. So I don't know if everyone gets permits. Maybe the restaurants do. Maybe the restaurants. Now, Shachman said some buildings have indentations. You know, you have like a ches shape. You know, and then they put the sukkah in the indentation. But we don't. But a lot of them don't. A lot of them put it mamash on the sidewalk, not in the indentation. Inside the ches, but in the sidewalk. So the shaila is, what is the heter to do such a thing? Even if you're going to say achrei kachlos kol, you still don't say the mitzvah, but that doesn't mean that it was mutter to do. I mean, no one would say, oh, I'm going to steal a lulav, I'm going to steal an esrog, and well, there can be a shayla of it's also a mitzvah by Bavera, but even if it wouldn't be, still no one would think to do such a thing, even if it wouldn't be a mitzvah by Bavera. And here we're so flippant.
So if Karkein and Migdalus,
Karkein and Migdalus does not mean that you can steal somebody's karka. Oh, you're saying, in other words, yeshiva, they did the avera of and the fact that I'm sitting in it, so because whether I sit in it or not, that structure's there. So is that called being mishtatef in the gzela when I sit in the sukkah that they put up without permission in the Rosh Hashanah? What? It's only gives a lachem. But let's focus on what Rav Kobri said. Rav Kobri said that maybe words, who, okay, they did the gezel, they put it up without the with permission, and the halacha is kakated and zealous, but in other words, is there any continued gezel for me to sit in that sukkah over sukkahs, or because the gezel was done already, so I'm not. What do we say? But it's still not right. If in other words, if the whole thing was made based on gezel, so is it right for you to? He's saying, but technically. Yeah, because in other words, who you saw? I mean, you're not allowed to. Are you allowed to? I don't know. You allowed to sit in the sidewalk and put chairs and the table and those. You didn't put it there, but you're using it. What? Well? Yeah. What do they do? They pay backgammon. Yeah, they have a lot of right. So the city's not mocked. Right, so Nimrod said, the city's not Machmin. They're not Machmin. Because the backgammon game, they could just say, okay, please, we need a space, so you will leave. But to build a structure there that's going to be there 24/7, maybe it's more chumra than the backgammon.
Why have you been doing it for 25 years and the city hasn't said anything, have they?
Well, the city cares.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Ethan says the city cares, but that's not their main. With all the crime that goes on in the city, the fact that some people are putting a structure up for 1 week on 185th Street in Amsterdam is not their top priority. That's what Ethan is saying. It's not their top priority. Maybe there's some more things that are going on in the world in New York City that require more attention to the authorities than this.
Yeah.
This imply that it's okay.
It's
implied. Is he saying maybe it's implied, so you don't even have to be notes on the shus. It's like assumed. Yeah, you can use the area. But again, in the case of the table, somebody's going to be at the table the whole time. So. Well, it could be that it's mutter. I mean, there's a big question, like by smart, can you use somebody safer without asking permission? Right? So the shach says yes. And others say no, but the shach says yes. So.
I thought the shach asked him to answer because he was scared to go against.
So he passed in.
Then he wrote Mustafina.
He wrote Mustafina, right.
Yeah, so it doesn't mean that he holds it to mutter.
Yeah, it means he holds it to mutter, but you know, he just has to show respect.
If you look between the university
and the university. Got a university this year. The plaza had a goal through. You know how much sweat.
If I came out and I petitioned, you know, I'll give you big donations, city. I want this to be my street. I don't know if they would still let me do it.
But this was done through the city. In other words, yeah, it cost millions and millions. It cost millions and millions of dollars to make that thing that they made. Yeah. Millions and millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. To make that thing they made between Gluck and First Hall, that plaza. Millions and millions of dollars. I think it's nice, but it's millions and millions of dollars. But the city paid for it. It wasn't through YU's pocket. Right. And how many garbage cans are there? My wife pointed out she never saw so many garbage cans. There's a lot of garbage cans.
So as I said, is why you have more Bibles over like the public space than a stock individual?
I don't think so, no. Any individual who's going down a sidewalk, should they have doesn't they have the same violence as YU has to the public streets?
We have the president's inauguration. That whole thing.
New Jersey, yeah, what says?
You're responsible for the sidewalk in public.
Right.
Right,
yeah, New York also. Like, if there's a sidewalk, there's a problem, somebody could fall. So.
I don't know why you. What's like the border? The student is right up against the building.
Right. Well, that's the big thing. They always. They don't want to put it against the building because, or else it won't have the support. So they're not going to build a sukkah just in the middle of that plaza. They're not going to do that. It has to be against the. That's. Well, we're still responsible for the area, but that just means we're responsible for the area. But if it snows, we have to shovel the snow. Why you have to shovel the snow when it snows in front of all its buildings? Just like any person who has a house has to. But that's just a responsibility. That's not an ownership l'chumra, but not l'kula. Right? Oh, so let's learn the Yerushalmi, page 6. So look at two lines in Yerushalmi. Says it all. Sometimes two lines in Yerushalmi just says it all. Kehada Gamliel Zuga. Covenant is Kakshmo. This guy's name is Gamliel Zuga. Avalei Matwa. He made a mapa, a sukkah. Go shukkah, in the middle of the shuk. Because he made a mapa, a sukkah, in the middle of the shuk, in the middle of the public domain. Over Shimon ben Lachish, so Shimon ben Lachish passed by. Amalei man shalach. Who gave you permission to do this? Who gave you permission? Look in the Korban 8, the third line. Omar Rav Shimon ben Lachish, Omar mihi tila halasa sukkah kad. Lo osole, shmamina de b'dyevet yotza fil b'kakir gzula, da kakir shal rabbinu. Whereas, he didn't say you weren't yotze, but he just said, like, who gave you the right to do such a thing? So it's not true that it was not right. But he didn't go as far as saying, you know, you're not yotze. I mean, I could interpret the Yerushalmi to mean also that you're not Yotze. I mean, who gave you the permission to do this, that you're not Yotze? But he's understanding, no, you're Yotze, Avadi Yotze, Karkein and Exels. But that doesn't, that's what we're talking about. But still, who gave you the right to do it? Who gave you the right to do it? There's still an Isser. It still doesn't fully answer, what was your question? Who asked about the sitting, they made it. Who asked that question? Ruby?
Right.
Yeah, you asked about it, right? Who says there's an? The question is on the person who made the sukkah.
He made it.
Yeah, he made it. So there's a difference. And look at the Or Zeruah on page 7. Gamliel Zuga Avalei Metalal of the Shuka. I believe Shimon Ben Lachish Man Sharal Zeh. Perish Mihitil Lachalasos Kei Lachatchila. The Ankad will Machshir Rabban El B'Diavad of Lachatchila Lo. Right. So that question basically is the question that we can ask to all these sukkahs. Man Sharilach. Who gave you the permission to do such a thing? Man Sharilach. Right? Yes, Harav Cantor.
Yeah,
it's man sharila, that means that it's already been done. So then, yeah, but it's fine. Right?
Right.
To me, that's not a problem.
I'm sure
that
it is a problem.
Well, who... maybe, but you can say, who permitted you to do this and put it there?
Look how few I did it.
You did it.
It's fine, though.
That's
not
only mean.
But not going over and saying, can I build it? In which case, Rabbi Shmuel Rishak saying, no, you cannot.
Well, you didn't ask him.
Right, so it's Bidyevin.
Right, but that doesn't mean Bidyevin is okay. I mean, it could be Bidyevin is okay. But he's saying, who told you that you could do this? I mean, you could have learned that he was also saying, who told you you could do it, and I feel it's hustle.
I don't know if it's such a deep to say that
fact.
No, according to the words of Rura, right? Lo makshir rabbanan ela b'diyev. L'chakila lo, l'chakila is against the b'diyev.
So you're saying that all the sukkahs that people make in the sidewalks are only
b'diyev.
Are only b'diyev.
I mean, that's seemingly what the words of Rura seems to be saying.
So that means you would tell somebody who asks you, should I use that sukkah? You would say, better go inside.
I'll say what I would tell people. What seems to be in the Orz HaRuah is saying that...
So what would the Orz HaRuah tell people?
I mean, seemingly, he would say that it's fine. I'm not gonna
it's fine, but who says you have... What's the top?
Yeah. Orz HaRuah will say, next year they'll do
maybe
it.
That's what Ruby Kobri said, she knew. That maybe there's no extra isser on the... I'm not so sure, but you could say, you know, maybe we need to... Maybe we need to fold it up and get rid of it. So it reminds me of the stipler. The stipler said something that was, like, shtickle controversial. You ready for this one? Stipler said... You know, the Sabra Rebbe held the Medina is Aser because of the Gimel Shavuos. You can't have a Medina. It's against the Sukkim and Shia Shirim. So some people say that the Or Sameach said the Gimel Shavuos don't apply anymore because we had the partition plan. We were given permission. We got permission, so no problem with Gimel Shavuos. But the Sabra Rebbe, the stipler said, no, maybe the Gimel Shavuos do apply, but... once we made the Medina, so we don't have to undo it. So in Satmar, they don't like that.
He's a bitty of a theorem.
I always felt that was very strange. Because if you hold the Gimel Shavuos don't apply, okay, I can understand. If you hold they do apply, then you have to fold up the and go back to Britain. I mean, this middle thing that no, the Gimel Shavuos do apply.
Maybe not,
but
maybe
it's like Yeriko.
Yeriko, the Pharaoh
built
there. Once
the door is built,
okay.
Okay. You still support the
Gemariah.
But either way, the Orz HaRuah would seemingly say.
Okay. So let's see. So we got to learn more. We're just getting our feet wet in this sugya. I've been thinking about this for many years, you should know. Because all the years that, you know, the sukkah has been in the... It was always on the other side by Gluck. They had the sukkah. And that was like the more popular sukkah, because the sukkah... that was the best sukkah, was the wooden sukkah by Reuben, that was like a shtickle schlep to go there. So we would go there sometimes for breakfast, but dinner we usually had in the wooden sukkah outside the Gluck. That's where the oil, that's where everyone was going. What? Reuben? You know, where they, you know, the side there. I remember, I'll tell you something, before the gym was built, there used to be this humongous sukkah that YU had before the gym. A lot of things was before the whole thing was. Then there was like this huge sukkah that was like could fit. Do you remember that sukkah? Yeah, it could fit the whole Washington Heights probably. That was a sukkah. I mean, the Lower East Side they still have these big wooden sukkahs in a private area. Those are great. I'm usually there the first two nights. So the Ikar Mitzvah I do in the Lower East Side, where I have had wood sukkah in a Rishus HaYachim. Right. But we didn't learn that sugi yet, but we'll have to learn it. Okay, so now I think we should look to another Yerushalmi. I love learning a Yerushalmi, I have to tell you a secret.
Why?
It's geschmack.
What about it?
Everything. Why can't he all like the opinion of the Karka and the Gzelis? Or Sukkashu was possible. Even if it's stolen, it's right. His shot. Yeah. Okay. Look in Bava Kama now in the Yerushalmi on page 8. Gates, let's learn the Mishnah. Gates sheyotza mitachat hapatish. Somebody was taking a hammer, pounding away, and a spark came out. Viyotza vihizik, and it did damage. But the spark is fire, so it could damage somebody's property. So Mishnah says chayef. Not next case. Gomal's a camel. Shuton pishdan, and was carrying flax on its back. For over Rishus Harabim, and was walking in the Rishus Harabim. Nichtnasa pishdano l'tochanus. So as it was walking in the Rishus with the big piece of flax on its shoulders, so the flax entered somebody's store. Nichnasa pishtano l'toch hachanas v'dalko b'neiru shel chedvani, and it caught on fire. The chedvani had a fire, and the flax that was on the camel's back caught on fire. V'hidlik es habira, and then that fire caused fire to the building. So the Gemara says bal hagamol chayef. The Baal HaGamel is chayev, because he had no right to take such a big piece of flax that entered the inside the store of the storekeeper. But hiniach chenvoni es neiru bibachutz. But if you put your what? But if the chenvoni had his fire outside of the street, so chenvoni chayev. So then it's not the Gomel's responsibility. It's the Chavani. He shouldn't have done that. If he put it inside his house, and the guy, his flax went into the store, so he had no right to encroach in his store. But if he put the fire outside, so then he's responsible. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bener Chanukah Potter. See, in Yonah Diyoma. He says, you have to realize, Bizman Chazal, and in Eretz Yisrael they do this a lot also, maybe some places in Muncie. I never did it in my life. Medina Gemara, you're supposed to light Neir's Hanukkah outside. Neir's Hanukkah is like Kiddush Levana, you do outside. It's an outside activity. That's what the Gemara says. Supposed to light Neir's Hanukkah outside. We don't do it because we live in Long Skoyim, that's why there's Israel, and so you see it all the time. They put it in the fish tanks, etc. So the halacha is, if somebody lit their Neiris Hanukkah in the street, and then somebody came along and caused fire, something went on fire, so the Balabais who put the Neir's Hanukkah outside is not responsible, because it's a mitzvah. He did what he was supposed to do. So the other person should have been more careful not to bump into his Neir's Hanukkah. See, normally, by the rest of the year, we say you have no right to put a fire in the street. So if somebody, therefore the fire is transferred because you put it in the street, then it's all your responsibility. But in Hanukkah time, you're allowed to put fire in the streets for the Neir's Hanukkah. And therefore, if a fire happens, then that's not your responsibility. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't be careful. Unfortunately, a lot of fires have been in the world for Neir's Hanukkah, Neir's Shabbos. You've got to be very, very careful. That's why the Tel's Yeshiva, they don't allow. We only have one, per building, like one hadlaka to everybody. I would vote to do that here also. One hadlaka for the whole Tel's Yeshiva. I heard if there's more than one building, then they'll have it per building, but just one per building, that's it. In the old days here in YU, they used to have you were allowed to light in the dorm rooms. It was very nice, because you go see Reuben dorm, or Morg dorm, or Hanukkah, you saw the whole thing was lit with menorahs. All the floors, you could see, look in the windows, it was all lit with menorahs. Then they said that's not a good idea. So they said, we'll allow you to light in the hallway right next to your door. And there'll be the guards watching. That's what they did. And then they said, that's not a good idea either. And then, and now the third step was to say, no, you have to light in the lobby or the different designated places, and they'll have somebody watching it, and that's the way it is today. So those were the different levels of over the years, at least. I can only give Aedis as of 1978 in Ormond. I can't give Aedis from before that. It will tell you what happened from 1978 in Ormond.
And remember, Reverend, what was the point that you
can't let
your room and everyone smuggle
them
into the room?
Yeah.
Like,
well, that was the original. Okay, so Neir's Hanukkah. You see, Neir's Hanukkah you light in the street, because that's the mitzvah of Neir's Hanukkah. That's Pirsumei Nisa, to do in the street. There's a big machloikus. You see, because the Gemara says, B'shasa sakana, b'nichol shulchan avadayo. So the question is, so b'zman hazeh, maybe there's a chiv dafka to light inside. So who said that? The Dvar Yeshua. You know who the Dvar Yeshua is? Rav in Tel Aviv, Rabbi in Ehrenberg, Yeshua Ehrenberg. And he paskin, you have to light inside. And Rav Yashiv wrote a tshuva against him that he says if you can light outdoors, Bezman is there as well. Bezman Chazal, for sure you lit outdoors. If you lit inside Bezman Chazal, you weren't Yotze. You were not Yotze the mitzvah. Even if you lit in the window. You understand? That was Bezman Chazal. But then they said, Bezman Sakana, you leave it inside. Menichal Shulchan Ovidayim. So that's the machloikis between the Dvar Yeshua and Rav Yashiv. The Dvar Yeshua paskin that right now is... Like Rabbi Skrov says, Lutakana, you have to light inside, and Rabbi Yashiv said you light outside. You have to light inside. What? According to Diane Ehrenberg. According to Rabbi Yashiv, you're saying.
Why are you allowed to light inside?
Oh, you mean you should be. Us, of course, you mean. You know, yeah, because it's still like both. You have both. Rav Hirsch Melech told me, Rav Hirsch Melech, Joseph, he told me that when the Satmar Rebbe wrote his Sefer, the Gimel Shavuos, getting back to the Gimel Shavuos, he said, Satmar Rebbe says, I'm not afraid of anybody except for the Dvar Yeshua. which he knew he was writing something that was very, you know, harif. And he said, you know, I'm not afraid of anybody except for the Dvar Yeshua. Yeah. So he had respect for the, you know, for his opinions. Dvar Yeshua. Okay. Okay, well, now let's learn the Gemara. Tani Rabbi Yudin B'nei Chanukah Potem Rishuhi Rishus. B'nei Chanukah, if somebody, if the fire goes somewhere, B'nei Chanukah, you potter because you have permission to do it. Who gave you permission? Chazal gave you permission. Yeah, you got the permit from okay. You have permission from the Chazal. The Chachomim Omrim Ben Kach Uben Kachayim. No. You're still responsible. Because even though you're allowed to light a fire in the street for Hanukkah, if somebody gets hurt, you're still responsible. And then he writes, the Gemara Yerushalmi says, God, Elu Shehen Osin Sukos B'Pischei Chan Yoseim B'Chag Neishu Rishus Uvo Achem Huzak Behem Chayim. He says the same thing by if you put a sukkah outside. So you're allowed to do it, but if somebody gets hurt, you're responsible. So what do you see from this Yerushalmi? It seems from this Yerushalmi that you're allowed to do it. That you're allowed to build a sukkah in the street. Right? Because he's saying just like the Ner Chanukah, he's saying, Chacham say Yechayev. So same thing by sukkah, Yechayev. But he's comparing it to Ner Chanukah. Then in Ner Chanukah, you're allowed to do it. So it's mashma that some point out that sukkah you're allowed to do it. So this Yerushalmi seems to say that you're allowed to put your sukkah in the Rishus HaRabim. So the question is, how is that going to stem with the other Yerushalmi? And then the question is, why? Yeah, Pnei Moshe. Where are you reading? To the right. Which line? Sharei Kavosh Amosia. So Rishus means you have permission because it's a mitzvah. So the mitzvah gave you permission.
So it's not the government that gave
you permission? No. Chazal made a mitzvah of Chanukah, and they said you have to light in the street. If you light in the stores, you're not. So they gave me permission. I don't need permission from anybody. You know, I got permission from the Gemara Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos, yeah, who gave you permission? But the Gemara Shabbos gave me permission. So we have to understand how does this, you see, I can understand Neir's Chanukah then, that I gave you permission. Because Neir's Chanukah, Bizman Chazal, you had a light in the street. But a sukkah, unless you say that the assumption is that not everyone has a backyard. So, and it's interesting that he speaks from the perspective of Pischei Chani Yoseim. What is Pischei Chani Yoseim? Chanus usually means a storefront. Okay, so we have to. So this Yerushalmi is mashma that it's okay, right? The only question is, and therefore, do we say if somebody gets hurt, you're not responsible or not? What? We're not up in Rosh. Okay. Yeah.
They have stores.
They have these like makeshift, you know, stores.
Right.
They have a rent. You know. Yeah. Like they had the vendors. Oh, so look in the Rashba on page 9. Cover b'shus the mitzvah. That means perak haminich hazakat. The Gemara motzi is timno. Mi lo kol motzi b'shus the mitzvah potter. She also took the mitzvah pesach beis of mechutz. Who's kuchayev? Because he's a Yerushalmi. Okay, I'll review the mechanical. She mitzvah anich al pesach beis of. Mishum persu minisa. So that's the question. There is, do you compare sukkah to Chanukah? See, Chanukah is a mitzvah to do it in front of your house. Well, sukkah, look, footnote 250, ain't sukkah mitzvah to be on Rabin. Sukkah you can probably put in the back of your house. Because why do you have to put it in the front of your house? So that's what he's saying. Then maybe only Chanukah you put there. Because Chanukah, Chazal gave me a right to do it, so therefore any consequences that happens, you put there. Sukkah doesn't have to be in the front of your house, it can be in the back of your house. So you decided to put it in the front of your house, so then if somebody gets hurt, you're responsible. Don't get me wrong, I mean, you know, you have to be careful with fire also, but, but technically speaking, as far as kosher mishpat is concerned. Okay. So it seems that the first Yerushalmi is saying man shoyloch, and this Yerushalmi is seemingly saying it's okay. You might have to pay if somebody gets damaged, but it's still okay to put it there. Which the first Yerushalmi is saying, who says it's mut man shoyloch? It's sort of like a rhetorical question. Who gave you permission? When somebody says something to you, like, who gave you permission for that? That means to say, I don't think you have the right to do this. You know, when you say, who gave you permission for that? You know? It's not like he was questioning him. Oh, yeah, I want to really know who gave you. It's just a way of saying, you know, So let's take a look now on page 10 in the Tosefta. Okay. So look what he writes here, the Tosefta. Aval pi sheish lahem rishus. Isn't that unbelievable? Look what the Tosefta says. By sukkah. By Chanukah, I don't know, that's pasha that you have rishus. That's the whole sukkah in Gemara and Shabbos that they used to lie outside. But look at this Tosefta. Look what he said. And even sukkah. But still, you have to take responsibility. Yeah. Right, the Yerushalmi seems to be the Tosefta. Right, that's what you think. Yeah. So which is seemingly against the Sabbath. But this is a fascinating Tosefta. That you have a Rishus. So that means that you have a Rishus even if you didn't get a permit. Right? She is on Rishus. It's just that you're not going to get the Ptur of Ner Chanukah. Because Ner Chanukah, not only you have a Rishus, there's a mitzvah to put it outside. Your sukkah, you don't have to put outside. You have to be outside, but you can put it in the backyard. You don't have to put it in front of the house. In fact, today, most people put their sukkahs, because we live amongst goyim, so they don't want people throwing things, you know, so it's better when you put it, you know, in the back of the house, not in front of the house. But it's fascinating that Tosefta says you have an built-in rishus. But that's against the other Yerushalmi and the Or Zeruah that says that you don't have rishus. It's only b'di'evet if you did it. But according to this Tosefta Yerushalmi, it's mashu l'chatchila. You could go put your sukkah in the rishus around. Why do you have to pay? Because you didn't have the pur of mitzvah. Because it's not a mitzvah to do it. You're allowed to do it. But you can also put the sukkah in the back. Okay. Okay, so this is very exciting. So we still don't know what the answer is. In other words, we basically know it's kosher, but the question is there, are you allowed to do it? So it seems to be that it's a Yerushalmi and a Tosefta on one hand, and then another Yerushalmi on the other hand. So we have to go to the Shulchan Aruch now to see what does the Shulchan Aruch say about all this. So, page 11. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sukkah Gzula Ksheira. So that's the first thing that Shulchan Aruch says. It's kosher because Karkin is Gzels. Ketzer, in Pokach, Al Chaveir Otsium Misukoso, you basically schlepped your friend out of his Sukkah. The Gozla of Yoshvaba. Yotza. So you Yotze. So even though you did Gzela, if you throw somebody out of his house, that's Gezel. But Gezel, Tarkazain and Gzelis, means that you're not going to be Karka. But still, you're not allowed to do that. She ain't Karka and Gzelis. And then, look at the Ramah, Agah. Mio l'chatchila, lo yeshev adam besukas chaveiro shalom idaito. But l'chatchila, you can't do this. You can't just say, I'm going to use your sukkah without permission. The culture can't even daito l'gozla, or certainly, if I'm planning to use your sukkah and never let you back in, certainly you're not allowed to do that, even though the halacha is yotze. Chaim lo yaseh sukkah l'chatchila b'karkar shal chaveiro shalom idaito. I can't build a sukkah on your property without your permission. V'chein b'karka shehi shel, next page 12, shel rabim. If it's karka shel rabim, also you can. Miu b'dievet yotza. The yevet, it's okay. So it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to do l'chatchila. Because if the sukkah was built, you could eat there, but you're not allowed to do l'chatchila. So then the original question comes back. So why do people do this l'chatchila? They build sukkahs in the Shusharam. I mean, if you hold from the other Yerushalmi, maybe it's even l'chatchila. Right, the Yerushalmi that says that you have rishus. According to the other Yerushalmi, the Man Sharilach, that you don't have rishus. So we should look at the Magen Avraham. We'll start learning the Magen Avraham now, and Bez Hashem, tomorrow you'll look at it more. Sifkat Veis. Mechei Mekarka, V'tzarech Iyin, Shenogu K'tzas L'Azal Sukkah V'Shus Harab. Because a lot of people make sukkahs in the Shus Harab. V'chatchila. V'im K'ik Sukkah G'zulahi. Whereas some of you guys wanted to say maybe people are mochel, but maybe they don't have a right to be mochel. The goyim live there, right? So who says the goyim are happy that you put that you blocked up half the sidewalk? Right. And then I'm going to show you something else he says, and then we'll have to see more tomorrow, Mr. Shem. So look on page 12. You ready for the big chiddush of the Magen Avraham? You ready? You guys ready? Nearly on page 12. The first word on the line is Nira. Nearly, you see it? Nearly the Ain Levara Khaleha. Davgav the lazy woman Shemitzvah Bavera came to Kanyakal, which goes Varan, Kamoga Ain Levara Khaleha. So he says, Sukkah B'Shus Rabim Yotze. But you weren't allowed to do that, l'chatchila, and you can't even make a bracha on such a sukkah. Yeah, so that's the question, what's driving the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham says, if you have a sukkah that's here in the sidewalk, all these places have sukkahs in the sidewalk, you can't make a bracha on it. Because when I say, it's not a mitzvah of aveira, it was calculated in exiles. Right. But it's still because there was, if you make a bracha, right, the Gemara says that you can't make a bracha if you steal wheat and you make flour and you make challah, you shouldn't make a bracha, because anything that caused you that you did an aveira to get to this stage, it's not proper to say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. You know, it's like Menayit Hashem. If whatever I'm doing now, even if one part of the process I had to do an Avera to get there, even though it doesn't fit the technical rules of Mitzvah Bav Avera, and it's not a Mitzvah Bav Avera, the Magen Avraham says you can't make a bracha on such a thing. So the Magen Avraham paskins, if you have a sukkah and a Rishus Rabin, you Yotze, but you can't make a bracha. Wow. That's the Magen Avraham. It's not just Tam. Magen Avraham says it. Yeah.
So it's like you refer to something that's not ours, no one's yours. You left, I don't think that's the only thing about it, or just the
you want to know, well, who's the question? Say you're eating in that sukkah.
Right. So it's not mine.
But you're eating in the sukkah.
In
the shuts. No, you don't have a sukkah.
No.
Well, we have to see. According to one day in Yerushalmi, you do. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's also lechatchila. So the Magen Avraham is working with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins it's also lechatchila to make a sukkah in the Rishus HaRabim. He says it's also lechatchila. So Mimela, why is it also lechatchila? Because lechatchila you're not supposed to steal. And even B'nai you're not supposed to steal, but it's not, you'll still be Yotzei the Mitzvah, because for technicality, the way Mitzvah B'Aveira works, it's only if the stealing took it out of the other guy's Rishus. But here the stealing didn't take it out of the other guy's Rishus, because Kakein and Exalus. So you still Yotzei, but the Vaisi, you have to clap Al Chait on Yom Kippur? Yes. You have to clap Al Chait on Yom Kippur for doing such a thing. So then you can't make a bracha, because a bracha you say, you're saying Hashem's name that you did this mitzvah, but you only were able to do this mitzvah because you what? You stole. So Magen Avraham says no bracha. That's a Magen Avraham. Is that a Magen Avraham?
Character
Shulhu? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I don't think it means a technical Rishus HaRabim. This means that it's not, it's the public domain, and you didn't have a right to do it. So you're stealing from the public by the fact that you put up a booth there. The public have a right to walk over there, and you're taking away their ability. So that's not right. So the Magen Avraham paskins, you can't make a bracha. What does Eitan Van say? What does Eitan Van say? Speak in Yiddish. Go on. No, because by your friend, maybe I think you assume your friend will give you permission. But here, Rishus HaRabim, I'm sure there's some goyim there that are not happy.
Right?
It's everybody. Everybody.
So
the Plaza
by Gluck is probably more than my use.
Plaza by Gluck is for everybody. Even though they did the three kudra, extenders. So the mice, right, it's for everybody, right? Yeah, you'll see in the summer how many, you know, who's the main, it's for everybody. Well, everyone together. They would have built in the plaza, but they don't want to build in the middle of a, you know, it's not a good idea to build a sukkah in the middle of the plaza. They like to build it, I told you, they told me they'd have to like to build it against the wall. Okay, so we're not finished, Rav Osai. We're not finished. But we ended off now with the Magen Avraham. So Bezer Shem tomorrow, we'll continue, Bezer Shem.